and welcome to Show Me Your Mic, the podcast about podcasting, which you can find online at goodstuff.fm/smym or on Twitter at smym_fm. I'm your host, iChris, which you can find on Twitter at iChris. It's time once again for an episode where I've sent out a question to a bunch of podcasters who then sent me back their responses quite a while ago. This is well overdue. I'm not even going to ask for more people to be a part of this experiment because I think I'm just going to have to admit a bit of temporary, if not permanent, defeat at this point. Summer is here and work stuff is taking priority, and getting around to editing this podcast, even with as few responses I got this last time, is just not happening. And I know we've got holidays and things coming up that is just going to make it even harder. So as much as I love the idea, I'm going to have to pause the Show Me Your Mic listener feedback collaborative kind of response and answer, or answer question and response, I guess, episodes. But there is still one more episode to get out. I want to honor the folks who did send in a response. And but first, I just want to thank FeedPress for sponsoring this podcast. For this episode of the podcast, visit feed.press/smym, and you can use coupon code. It's another way of saying that. So coupon code SMYM to get 10% off your first year of podcast hosting and analytics. And what FeedPress is what we use here at Good Stuff, for hosting podcasts. All our MP3s are hosted there and sent out to the world from there. They also offer feed analytics, so you can get stats and interesting analytics on your podcast or just your blog if you need to just host a blog and use the RSS feed statistics and analytics from FeedPress. They can take care of that as well with a super easy WordPress plugin. You get 400 megabytes of file storage that rolls over each month. Easily upload 4 episodes or more per month, and then you can upgrade very easily, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabyte. So be sure to visit feed.press/smym for more details. And remember the coupon code SMYM to get 10% off your entire first year of hosting with them. My thanks to them, and also to Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts more directly with a dollar or two a month, or 5 or 10 or 20. And I just actually put out an episode of Dailyish, the other podcast I do, the solo show, put a video version to the Patreon folks. And so that's something that Patreon supporters get access to that the rest of the masses don't. So check out patreon.com/iChris if you'd like to check that out. All right, so the question that I put out there way back when was, what's the next piece of podcasting gear you're going to buy and why? And I got some great responses in, and from a variety of folks, and with all different gear, I think. So we're just going to roll through their responses, and then I'll have a little bit of a wrap up at the end. Here we go.
My name is Kyle from Morning Show on goodstuff.fm, which can, of course, be found at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. The next piece of podcasting gear that I'm going to buy is a DAW and music production software package, Ableton Live 9 Standard. Right now, we're using Ableton Live 9 Lite, which, while great, only handles 2 stereo inputs and outputs from my mixer I have, and 2 send tracks for effects processing and routing. Unfortunately, as far as DAWs go, Ableton Live Standard, even at the upgrade rate, runs around $379. Now, Ableton is usually used as music production software, but as part of the Morning Show live production, live straight to tape, we do things like ducking music while we talk, controlling levels of mics and tracks live, and optimizing the processing and output volume to the live stream that we stream on. It's really an indispensable part of our podcasting setup, with the extra tracks and sends with the standard license that would allow us to do so much more with the show.
That is a tough question. I actually just made 2 upgrades. One, I replaced my 6-year-old MacBook. Despite being maxed out with RAM and a fresh install of OS X, all of its CPUs and fans were spinning insanely just to connect me to my co-host on Skype. So I went and built a custom PC and made the switch. My second upgrade is highly recommended for listeners, and that's the Rolls Mic Mute switch on my floor. That is a fantastic bit of kit. great to hide your coughing or typing. Now, my co-host connects me to our guest using his audio interface and multiple computers running Skype. He replaced his Mackie with a Focusrite and tried to get me to buy the Mackie, but I spent my cash on the custom computer. This is the fourth year I've been doing this, and I really should get a DBX and a FireWire audio interface to produce more shows and maybe get some side gigs that pay some bills. But this is a labor of love. As soon as money enters the equation, the not fun box gets ticked in my brain setting page. So I think I'll stick with preamp as my answer. So next, I'd like to try a Fethead or maybe a Cloudlifter.
My name is Carrie Halstead. I'm from the podcast, I Guess We're Grownups Now, also with Brooke Shelley. The podcast can be found on goodstuff.fm. I think I would like to buy equipment that would enable me to have more face-to-face conversations and publish them. Some of my favorite episodes of my own podcast have been times where I was in the same room as the person I was recording with. So not recording over Skype, but co-located. And that always turns audio into shit or post-processing into a huge labor. So I think what I would like is either a second microphone and stand and cable or a remote, a handheld recorder, like what a reporter uses when doing an interview. I haven't done a whole lot of research on those, so I need to figure out what I would be in the market for, but I would love to be able to have a decent quality recording and something I can carry with me so that if I'm on the road or just meeting with a friend and we're having a good conversation, I could just pop it out and record it for the podcast. That's what's on my list.
This is Jeremy Chaffis at Eat This Podcast, which you can find at eatthispodcast.com. I suppose that a complete self-contained permanent recording booth is out of the question. Well, I know it is, at least for now. So the one piece of equipment, I don't really need anything, but I think if you were to offer me one piece of equipment, and what I've been hankering after is a shotgun microphone, a highly directional microphone. And the reason I want it is that I think it would be a useful addition to my kit for recording people on site when they're doing things or recording conversations that are taking place in which I'm an observer rather than a participant. I do a bit of that at the moment with my dynamic mic, and I'm reasonably happy with the results, but it's much more intrusive. You can't do a conversation in a room with a dynamic mic because you have to keep moving around and you get mic noise and all the rest of it. So I would like a shotgun mic. The problem is that a good shotgun mic tends to be a bit cumbersome, especially when you add in a proper windshield and a pistol grip and all the rest of it. And as most of my recording is done on the road, most of that kind of recording would be done on the road when I'm traveling, I'm not too sure how to go about it. I have heard good things from other people about some of the shorter mics designed for use on video cameras and things like that, but I haven't been able to try one out. That's actually a problem. How do you get to try equipment out? You know, hire it, borrow it from a friend. Well, I don't know anywhere to hire, and I don't have any friends who do podcasting within reach. So that's a little tricky. If anybody actually has a solid recommendation for a reasonably compact, reasonably priced, highly directional microphone, I'm all ears.
My name is Harold from This Will Never Air, which can be found at thiswillneverair.com. My next equipment purchase is either going to be a better mic boom or a compressor. The compressor would be just something I'd like to play with since I can do compression after the fact in my editor. But the mic boom I got was the second cheapest on Amazon, so the quality is not fantastic.
All right, there you have it. I hope you have learned about or maybe inspired by some new gear that you should check out and buy. And if nothing else, it's great to hear that other podcasters have wish lists and desires that they can't get right now. that brings a close to this little experiment, as I mentioned in the intro, which was also recorded about a month ago. So this is a real-life struggle of trying to get a podcast out the door. I will be ending this little experiment right now, putting it out to pasture, putting it out of its misery. I will aim to be back in the fall with proper Show Me Your Mic episodes. There's a bunch of folks I've come in contact with, some new folks, new to me anyways, new voices to interview and chat with, and I hope to have some more just traditional interview shows. I'm not sure about the regularity of them, but hopefully you'll stay subscribed to the show, and also visit goodstuff.fm/SMYM to check out when new episodes arrive, and follow us on Twitter at SMYM_FM, or the whole Good Stuff Network is available at goodstufffm, all one word. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing and paying attention to this little podcast that I do. We'll see you again in the fall.
I recorded this on my Shure SM7B into Ableton Live 9 Lite.
My name is Chris from the show Montreal Sauce, where we talk to talented creators and makers about their passions. My co-host Paul and I also do yet another bad movie podcast called Film Frown. Find them at montrealsauce.com and filmfrown.com. I recorded this with an MXL 770, a Behringer 802 mixer, and Adobe Audition.
My microphone is a Shure SM58, and I record through a Steinberg interface into Audacity for Mac.
I'm recording this on my Zoom open mic going directly into my iPhone because I'm on the road, and I'm recording in Twisted Wave, which I find the best iOS recording software that I've ever used.
I recorded this on a microphone I made myself into Ardor.